Morning. Today's daf is daf hey in Zvachim. We're back on daf Dalam and Beis. We're towards the bottom of the Amud. The discussion that we've been taking place since the beginning of the Masechta has been a question of Shinui, of making a change on the carbon. So the obvious first position we're going to take is that you never can make a change on the carbon. Once a carbon is designated as a particular carbon, you cannot reassign it, you cannot redesignate it. What if the Kohen who does the Avodah attempts to do so? So that's the first discussion that we've been having since the beginning of the Masechta. We've been discussing that in Daf Beis Gimel and Daled. Today will be continuation of that discussion. So far what we have seen, the general idea is that if you make a shinui, if you try to make a change, first and foremost the carbon does not change, meaning the carbon itself, if it's not totally disqualified, still maintains the same carbon that it was originally designated for. But if the Kohen, when he's doing the Avodah, has a shinui, has a contemplation, and again, Rashi and Tosfos both say that contemplation means that they have to verbalize, they have to articulate. If they have a contemplation that this carbon is not going to be an Ola, but rather a Shlamim, or not going to be a Shlamim, but rather an Ola, so what he has done is he has offended the carbon, and that translates practically into a detachment of the owner and the carbon. So that means not that the carbon is still a good carbon, and it still is what it was originally assigned for, but the owner and the carbon no longer have any type of relationship. The owner now, the carbon is still going to be brought, and the owner now has to go and find a new carbon. There are two exceptions to this rule, and that's by a carbon chatzis and a carbon pesach. Carbon chatzis and carbon pesach, if there's a shelo lishma, if there's a thought of bringing it not for its assigned purpose, either for a chatzis or for a carbon pesach, so then the carbon becomes totally disqualified. These are your two exceptions. That's the primary position of our Mishnah in the first Mishnah in Zvachim. There are other opinions in our Mishnah, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that an ashram is like a chatas, the opinion of Yossi ben Choni, that it works reciprocally, and there's a fourth opinion also in the Mishnah as well, but the primary position is what I just got done explaining. There's a Mishnah on Memvav, which we keep referring to back again and again, that says that that's not the only type of lishma that you need, there's another type of lishma that you need, and that's l'shem balam. Now the truth of the matter is that the Mishnah over there talks about four other lishmas that you need as well. But we're not going to focus on that. We're focusing only on the big two. The big two is l'shem kodesh, meaning that the carbon itself has to be brought for its assigned purpose, and l'shem balim, and also when the Kohen does the avodah, he has to have the right owner in mind. Right? Every carbon has an owner, right? And the Kohen, when he does the avodah, has to have that owner, the correct owner in mind. This is what's called l'shem balim. Yesterday was a very technical daf, was not that complicated, but a very technical daf in which the Gemara just cited sources for everything. Yesterday we went through all the sources of how do I know shinui kodesh, that means changing the carbon, will detach the owner from the carbon, and how do we know that by all four avodas, right? We cited a source for every one of the avodas. The four avodas are, again, we're just going to keep drilling it, you know, and we'll get it. The four avodas are Shechita, Kabbalas Adam, Halacha, and Zrika, and the sprinkling of the blood. And we cited Psukim for all four of the avodas, that Shinui Kodesh will interfere with the carbon, interfere between the owner and the carbon. And Shinui Balim, we also brought in Psukim yesterday as well. How that we know by Shinui Balim, by change of ownership, if the Kohen, when he does the Avodah, has a different owner in mind, once again, we'll create that detachment between owner and carbon. Good. And that's basically, that's your summary for the first 3 days of Zvachim. Not bad. Okay. All right. And today, a little bit more of the same, right? We're going to get more familiar with this concept of Shinui Balim, Shinui Kodesh. We are in the Gemara. We left off yesterday with Ashkechan. Ashkechan, it's about 10 lines from the bottom of the page. Before the lines become wide, three lines over there. Now, if you remember yesterday we talked about what pasuk in Chumash do we get this idea of Shinui Balim, right? So one of the pasukim that we quoted was by the Nazir. Right, the pasuk says, Esa ayol yaaseh zevach shlamim. Right, the ayol should be done zevach shlamim for the sake of zevach shlamim. And if you remember yesterday, the method that we used is a method of imeino, because that pasuk is talking about shinui kodesh, changing the karban, and we were well past that point in time in the Gemara. We were looking for shinui balim, so the Gemara says imeino inyan l'shinui kodesh, so therefore we'll learn it for shinui balim. Good. But meanwhile, the pasuk we quoted was from a pasuk of the Nazir. Nazir, at the conclusion, at the termination of Nazirus, has got to bring some karbanos. So one of them is a shlamim. Karban shlamim has to be brought by the Nazir. So the Gemara says, good, now we are, this is still really a continuation of yesterday's thread. Ashkechanai al Nazir, shar shlamim min olam. Good, I have a pasuk for shlamim. What about... that's only, and not even all the shlamim, just the shlamim of the Nazir. How do we know about the other shlamim? The chitem and elef me'al Nazir, so good. So maybe we'll learn it through a binyanav, we'll learn it through a precedent of the shlamim brought by the Nazir. Ma'ilo al Nazir, sheken yeshim amdam echerim. No, because that shlamim is not a self-standing shlamim, it's not an independent shlamim. That carbon shlamim brought by the Nazir has alongside it a carbon ola, a carbon chatas. It's not just a shlamim. And if you want to create a precedent, you have to have a standalone, and this is not a standalone. Imke nechtov shalmei. My shlamim l'rabbos kol shlamim. Gemara says, okay, well, the Torah could have said the word shalmei, which means the shlamim of the Nazir. Why do I have to say shlamim in the plural? So there it's coming to tell us that we have a binyanav. It's a precedent for all shlamim, that shinui balim, that change of owner, will interfere with the karban. Ashkechan shlamim shar kol kachim minalan. Good, that's shlamim. But there are still are other categories of karbanos that have not yet been hit on. The chitema neilav mishlamim. So the Gemara says, "And what are you going to do? You're going to learn it from shlamim? Malasham shekain tunin smicha unisachem tunufa chazav eshok." And look, shlamim is a unique karban. What's unique about shlamim? The owner of the shlamim has to put his hands on the head of the animal. This is what's called smicha. Nisachim, libations have to come along with the carbon shlamim. Oil, wine, flour coming along with every shlamim. Tenufa chazav ishok, the waving of the chest and the right arm of the animal. Back leg. There's this idea of waving, much like what we do with a lulav, right? So there's chazav ishok need to be waved as well. So the Gemara says you can't learn out from shlamim because shlamim is unique. So Amakra. So the Gemara says good. So we're gonna hit the following pasuk. Zos taras la'olah la'mincha la'chatzas la'asham ulemiluim ulezevach shlamim. At the end of Parshat Tzav, after the Torah gives us all the basic information about karbanos, the Torah unifies all the karbanos in one pasuk. These are the laws of the ola, mincha, chatas, asham, miluim, and zevach shlamim. So we have a pasuk that unifies, that takes every different type of karban and says, you know what? There are going to be general rules about all these karbanos. Hekeshen akosav l'shlamim ha-shlamim. Ben shinu v'kodesh, ben shinu v'balim, v'inan l'shma. Avkol ben shinu v'kodesh, ben shinu v'balim, v'inan l'shma. And good. And so now, once I've established that shlamim, there's this requirement of shinui kodesh and shinui balim, where if I change the designation of either the karban or the owner, I've interfered with the karban, I've offended the karban. And now the karban is no longer connected to its owner, in both cases, and I know it applies not only by shlamim, but by all of the karbanos as well. Good.
Rabbi, those are not considered part of the avoda, because it's unique to shlamim?
It is part of the avoda. They're absolutely part of the avoda, but once I have this pasuk of in the end of Parshat Tzav, it unifies. I have a unifying pasuk that tells me that these are general principles that apply to all karbanos. Okay. Ema hechad shachlu. Yeah. Ema hechad shachlu shalol shma lifsulu. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, we have a unifying pasuk. Why don't we suggest the following? If I shech the shelo lishma, I shech the animal with a lack of intent, right? Or not lack of intent, more than lack of intent. I try to reassign it, redesignate it. Lift the loom. So why don't we say the animal becomes disqualified? Meaning our Mishnah arrives at a funny conclusion, and that is that although I damaged the carbon, but damage is only detaching the owner from the carbon. Why don't we say that the carbon becomes totally disqualified? Second time we're going through this pasuk now in the Masechta. The pasuk says anything that comes out of your mouth you have to keep, right? Kaashir nadarta, as you pledged. Now then, what the Torah does is that it goes from neder and it shifts to Nedava. Hi, Nedava Neder, the Gemara says, I don't understand. It's how do you shift from Neder to Nedava? Elaim Kamashin Adarta Siti Hei Neder. So the Gemara darshans, as we saw on page 1 of Zvachim, Daf Beis. So if it's like, if it's as you Nedered, that's good. The Imav Yehei Nedava, but otherwise it's going to be a Nedava. So good. So the Pasuk tells us that, look, you might have had Shalol Lishma, right? You might have tried to reassign it. It still maintains its status as a karban. The only thing that happens is that the owner now becomes detached from the karban. Now, really, what comes out over here is we have two big psukim. Two psukim that point to this idea that when an animal is trying to be reassigned or redesignated by the Kohen when he does the avoda, the owner becomes detached. I get it from the pasuk in Vayikra, in the end of Parshat Tzav, the Zos Torah, right, that unifying pasuk that tells me that this is a global ideal by all karbanos, this idea of Shalol Lishma, and I also get it from Moses Fasecha. So the Gemara now wants to know, why do I need both psukim? So the Gemara says they're both needed, they both complement one another. Itzrich Moses Fasecha, Itzrich Zos HaTorah. Dikas Rechman Motse, if I only had the word Motse, Lo Yada B'mai. The Gemara says, I don't know what it's talking about. Meaning, I know the result. The result is that the karban still is a karban. It's just that he's no longer the owner. I just don't know which karban it's talking about. Kasa Rechman Zos HaTorah. Good, that's why I need Zos HaTorah, to tell me that this is a global principle for all karbanos. Kasa Rechman Zos HaTorah. And if I only had Zos HaTorah, I mean, Lifsalu. Zos HaTorah tells me that this is offensive to the karban to have another type of karban in mind or another owner in mind. But Zos HaTorah doesn't tell me what the consequence is. That's why I have Motzei Tzvastecha, to tell me that the consequence is that the karban still maintains the karban. It's just that the owner is no longer the owner of this particular animal. Period. I can breathe now for just a moment. Okay? So what we have so far in the Gemara is we've established now the fact that this is a global principle, both Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Balim. Shinui Kodesh is the idea of changing the karban, where this is an ola, and the Kohen sits there and says, I'm shechting this l'shem shlamim, that's called Shinui Kodesh, and now the karban still remains an ola, it's just lo ala l'balim, it doesn't work anymore for the owner, the owner is no longer the owner of this karban. And then there's Shinui Balim. Shinui Balim is a change of ownership, where if the Kohen says, I'm shechting this on behalf of Shimon, and meanwhile it was Reuven's karban, so again, same result. It's no longer considered Reuven's karban.
If he does a shechita for the wrong person, can he correct it and do the sirika for the right person?
No.
It just sticks within the new person that he signed.
That's it. And these events take place during any one of the four avodas, Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Balim, although by Shinui Balim yesterday, I think our conclusion was is that it applies to three of the four, not all four. I think so. But in terms of Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Balim, it applies to Shinui Kodesh applies to all four avodas. Shinui Balim, three of the four avodas. Good. And this is where we're going to land. Of course, this is where we're going to land. This is what was taught to us by our Mishnah. What the Gemara has spent now 3 days in doing is cite the necessary psukim, limudim, and drashas that get us to this position. Good. The first sip of coffee signifies the end of a section. Amar Reb Elazar. No, I'm sorry. What I just do? Third line down on the top of the page. Rami Reish Lakish. Al Mo'ihi Be Midrasha Umakshi. So Reish Lakish has a question. Here the Gemara is a little strange. When the Gemara tells us that Reish Lakish was lying down when asking the question, Rashi writes, Shochev al bitno panav kalpe karka, lying face down when asking this question. Why is the Gemara telling us this? Why does the Gemara want to tell us the position of Reish Lakish when he was asking this question? So I don't know, but I do have a story. I learned in Yeshiva University, and my Rebbe was Rav Braunschweigel. When I was in his shir, so he was suffering terrible back pains. It's terrible. And so I remember very vividly, and this is going back a couple of years, I don't want to tell you how many, and I remember very vividly that what he did in shir is that he lied down on his back because he couldn't sit, He was his back pain was so much, and he delivered shir while on his back. It's unbelievable. And he did this. I don't remember how long he did this for, but he did this for a while, because his back was hurting so much. Okay. Anyway, so Amrami Reish Lakish Amoi Be Midrash Umakshe. So Reish Lakish was on his stomach, right, the other way, and on his stomach, and he asked the following question, and this is what bothered him. Im ksherim heim yiritzuv imein maratzim lama bayim. I don't understand, says Reish Lakish. You are right now in the middle, right? You're in the middle of the road. So you're on one side of the road, that's great. You're on the other side of the road, that's also great. But to be a moderate, oh, it's terrible. it's a terrible thing to be in the middle. Because look, if the carbon works, so that means that the carbon works. And if you're telling me that a shinui kodesh or a shinui balim offends and sulks, interferes with the carbon, so the carbon shouldn't work. But right now we're standing in no man's land. Mm-hmm. We're in this place now where the carbon's still good. It's just that the owner is no longer connected with the carbon. What is that? That's the middle. That's the moderate. And Reish Lakish says, what is that? How do you get to that position? So Amar lo Rav Elazar Matzina Bevayin Lachem Misa Shein Ksherin Vein Meratzin. So Rav Elazar says, this is the Amar of Rav Elazar talking to Reish Lakish. What do you mean? Really, we don't have a precedent for this idea that you can bring a carbon even though the carbon is not there for Ritzui, even though the carbon is not there to serve a particular purpose? Don't you know your Mishnayos and Kinim? I don't know my Mishnahs and Kinnim, but right, if you did, Kinnim is a difficult Masechta. Three prakim, two birds, and it's... if you like math, you'll like Masechta Kinnim, right? If you're not a math person, it shouldn't be your first Masechta you're going to learn. you open it up, you'll understand what I'm saying. Specifically to the third parak. Okay, now we learned in the Mishnah, Ha'isha she'evia chatas u'mesa. A woman, after she gives birth, has to bring two karbanos, a chatas and an ola. Okay, after every time she gives birth. Why does she need to bring a karban chatas? She just gave birth, it's a beautiful thing. Okay, the Gemara raises that question. The Gemara gives, I think, one answer to that question. I don't think it's more than one answer. Right? You know what the answer is.
Husband.
Yeah, after she gives birth, she says never again.
Cursing her husband. Huh?
Yeah, and she curses her husband, and she swears never again.
There's a letter that says she's toying for a
chatas. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I like my wife can so relate to that. So the Ha'isha Shehevia Chatasa Umesa. So after a woman gives birth, she has to bring a carbon chatas and a carbon ola. Let's say she brings a carbon chatas and then afterwards she dies. It's tragic. It's sad. But again, we're legal. We're legal minds over here. We're just, you know, we're interested in the what do you do with the next carbon, right? So we have a carbon ola. What do you do with it? So the Mishnah says Yavio Yarshin Ola Sa. So good. So you bring a carbon ola. Why? Because the carbon ola is not there as a mechaper. It doesn't serve to atone. The chatas serves as a mechaper. Good. So you brought the carbon chatas while she was alive. So the carbon achieved its kapara. But with the ola, what are you going to do? So the Mishnah says, you bring it. Olasa umesa, if you bring her carbon ola and she dies, which as we already pointed out, really should not have been done. Right? In the chatas ola, line, right, the chatas oshan come before the ola. Okay, but for whatever reason, the ola was brought before the chatas, and she dies, lo yavio yarshin chatasa. Her next of kin, her inheritors, should not bring her carbon chatas. So good. So that's what we learned in the Mishnah in Kinim. But meanwhile, we have this idea, we have this concept of carbon being able to be brought, even though it doesn't provide any type of reach, so it doesn't provide any type of appeasement. Amar lei, so Reish Lakish in his horizontal state says, look, good, I'm the Mishnah Kinnim, I'm with you on the Mishnah Kinnim, but that only tells me that by a carbon ola you can bring a carbon ola even though it doesn't serve any type of ritzui of appeasement for its owner. Amar lei modin lach ba'ola da'asya la'chamisa asham de'lo asya la'chamisa minalan. You know what really bothers me, says Reish Lakish, is that this principle that if you have Shinui Kodesh, or if you have Shinui Balam, and it interferes with the Karban, and now you're no man's land, you know what, well, you know what really bothers me the most by the Karban Asham? Right? Because, as we've discussed, a Karban Asham is like a Karban Chatas. It's very much like a Karban Chatas. Karban Chatas is, I sin, I have to bring a Karban to achieve atonement for my sin. It's a Kapara. So is an Asham. Asham also is a Kapara. So what I don't understand, says Reish Lakish, is look, by Ola, by Shlomim, so by those, you're right. Because those Karbanos don't achieve Kapara. So you want to tell me that you're going to bring the Karban anyway? I'm not bothered by that. But what I'm bothered by is the Asham. Because the Asham does bring about a Kapara. And so how can you have this Karban Asham where the whole purpose of it is to bring a Kapara, and now you're telling me, well, we're going to take the owner and detention from the Karban and still bring the Karban. What's the purpose of the Karban? That doesn't make any sense.
The person died was already a Kapara.
And the person who died, right, excellent point, I should have made that, and the person who died already received this Kapara. So why would you bring it? And this is what bothers me, says Reish Lakish. So Amar Lei, so he says to him, Lahare Machlu Kusecha Bitsido. It's a great expression in the Gemara. You have a friend, right? You have a friend. And your friend is going to be Rabbi Eliezer of the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer here meaning the Tana. Rabbi Lazomer, Afa'asham, Amar Zeu, Sharmim Alav, Adam. I'm sorry. Afa'asham, period. So you have a friend in our Mishnah because, you know, if you go back to our Mishnah, in Zvachim, Dav, Beisam, and Aleph, you'll see that Rabbi Eliezer says, Asham's like a Chatas. Good. So consider yourself not to be alone in your thinking process. So now, of all the people to side with, of all the Tanaim to side with, so now Reish Lakish's only friend in the Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. Now again, no disrespect, right? No lack of deference to Rabbi Eliezer, but he is Rabbi Eliezer. In other words, he's really the Shitas Yachid of the Mishnah. And as we said over time again, he's a Shemuti, right? It's not, in other words, Reish Lakish wants to understand our Mishnah without having to come back to Rabbi Eliezer. This is a great man. He's comforting me by saying that, yo, don't worry, you're with Rabbi Eliezer. I'm focusing on the main part of the Mishnah. And you're throwing at me Rabbi Eliezer? That doesn't appease me. Elam Reish Lakish, Eftach Ana, Pischa Lenafshai. So Reish Lakish says, look, I got no choice. I have to answer my own question. I'd like somebody else to give me an answer, but I'll answer my own question. And the answer is, and the answer is Motzei Tzfasecha, as we said on the bottom of the previous Amud. Motzei Tzfasecha meaning Misvara, logically speaking, the question is a solid question. But once I have a pasuk and the pasuk tells me that you have a carbon where there was either Shinui Kodesh or Shinui Balim, Motzei Tzfasecha is coming to tell me the carbon still a carbon, even though it's not brought on behalf of its owner. Period. Good. Yosef Reb Zeir Reb Yitzchak Bar Abba Yosef Abayi Gabayu V'Yosef Kamri Kashi Leila Reish Lakish Asham Delo Ase La'achar Misa V'Nasiv Le'Tamud Demotzei Tzfasech. You have a group of Rabbanim who are reviewing what Reish Lakish just taught us. I don't understand by the Karban Asham, how could you be this moderate? How could you bring a Karban when there's no owner and the whole purpose of an Asham is for the owner? And then Reish Lakish said Motzei Tzfasech. Yeah, so, and Abayi together with these other Amorim were going over that which was just went over by Reish Lakish. Ema, haba b'nedu v'nedava la'yisiv lo le'ertzu, asham lo la'yisiv klal. Why don't you arrive at a different conclusion? Right? Why don't you just simply say, now look, great thought process. I'll tell you what. The shlamim, an ola, neder, nedava, all your voluntary offerings, good. So you know what? If there was Shinui Kodesh, or there was Shinui Balam, bring him. And it won't work for the owner. Fine. And by the Asham, don't bring the Asham at all. Maybe his thought process should lead us to the conclusion, you're right, Shinui Kodesh by Karban Asham, Shinui Balam by Karban Asham, just don't bring the Karban Asham. Amlu Abai Reish Lakish Me'acha Pasach V'Shachar Osa L'Chatas Osa L'Shma K'sherah Shalol L'Shma P'sula Hashar Kashem Shalol L'Shma K'sherin. So the Gemara says no, because we know that the Chatas is unique. The Chatas is the only Karban where Shinui totally upsets it. to the point where you can't bring it. But it's not true by any other carbon, even the asham. So yeah, the thought process is a great thought process, but we know that the chatas is unique on this matter. We have the who. We have a miut by carbon chatas. So that tells me that the conclusion is, by all other carbonos, you bring the carbon. Even though it's low alu labalim, it doesn't help for the owner, but you bring the carbon. And again, we keep going back to this. I might have thought that it should achieve some sort of kapara. So motzeis fasecha, no. Motzeis fasecha tells me it doesn't help for the owner, but it still maintains its carbon. The Ema, the Gemara now, is going to stick on this thread of thinking. Ema habab nedav nedav alaisav alirtzu asham irtzu yinami lirtzu. Let's go in the other direction. So let's say that if it's a regular voluntary offering, so bring the carbon even though it's in a maratza. It doesn't help the owner. By the asham, bring it and it helps. Meaning, we're now on the other side of the argument. I know because the chatzas says chatzas who? That the chatzas is a unique, it's the only carbon. Where I don't bring the carbon with shinui kodesh or shinui balam. So maybe by the asham we'll go the other direction. Maybe even though there were shinui kodesh and shinui balam, we'll bring it anyway. I'm Rabbaye. Ashan demaratza lo matzis armai. Kava choma mi'ola. So Abaye now, hang with me for the next, I would say about 20 lines of Gemara. Abaye now will tell us why can't be. Why asham is not different than a neder, than a nedava. Asham is going to be lumped together. And he's going to use it, he's going to use traditional methodology of binyan av, mamatsinu, mahatsad, all your favorites. Right? And he's going to use traditional methodology to tell us that no, asham is not different than the other karbanos, just like by the other karbanos. Shinui kodesh, shinui masa, I bring the carbon, even though it's lo alu labalim, it doesn't work anymore for its owner. The same thing is true with asham. So stay with me. I'm Rabbi Asham Demratza Lamatzis. I'm Kavachomer Me'ola. Let's start off with Kavachomer Ma'ola She'ena Mechaper She'ena Meratza Asham She'machaper Eino Din She'eno Meratza. So the Gemara says, look, let's start off with a simple Kavachomer Carbonola. It doesn't provide any type of kapara. You know that every time you bring a carbonola, it's just the purpose of an ola is to achieve closeness with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you bring a carbonola. But there's no kapara. You don't atone with a carbon ola. Chatas, you atone. Asham, you atone. But not really with an ola. You'll see later on in the Masechta, there'll be some points in the Gemara where you'll see the Gemara seems to say something that goes against what I just said. But pashut pshat, the simple pshat, is that by a carbon ola, there is no... it doesn't provide kapara. And meanwhile, eno meratza, if there is shinui kodesh or shinui balim, there's no ritzui. It doesn't work for the owner. Asham shemechaper eno din sheino meratza. So if by ola where there's little effect of the ola, and meanwhile it's not going to work. Asham where there's greater effect, alachas kama v'kama eno din sheino meratza, for sure shouldn't work. So mal ola shekein kalil. So the Gemara says again, you're trying to create an argument from a carbon ola, but every type of carbon has a unique feature. Malola shekein kalil. So the Gemara says an ola is totally burnt on the mizbeach. That's not true by an asham. Asham, the meat of the carbon asham, is eaten by the kohanim. Shlamim yochichu. So the Gemara says, okay, let's bring shlamim into the mix. Malo shlamim shein teunin asachan tenufa chazav eshok. Yeah, but we know shlamim is unique also because by shlamim you have these requirements of smicha. It's funny. Smicha is not here in the Gemara. What happened? Shita Mekubetzes is what happened, right? I'm sorry, I didn't see this before. Smicha, you do have smicha by carbon asham, and that's why the Gemara didn't bring him smicha over here. Okay, good. I'm telling you, the more and more you go over this, the more you get familiar and comfortable with, because there's just a lot of rules that you have to know in order to go through, follow the flow of the Gemara over here. So again, let's go back. I'm sorry. So shlamim, that was my fault. I interrupted myself. Shlamim. So let's bring shlamim into the mix because shlamim, you have those extra requirements of nesachim, of libations and tenufa and the waving and tenufa chazav ishok. So good. So olo tochich. So the Gemara says, okay. So shlamim can't be compared to asham because shlamim has unique features that asham doesn't have. So, Ola Tochiach. So let's go back to Ola. And now what the Gemara does, and this is just traditional, this is like basic Gemara, is that we can't compare the Ashram to the Ola. We can't compare the Ashram to the Shlamim. So what we're going to do is we're going to take Ola and Shlamim and we're going to look for common denominators. Chazar Adin, Lo Rizek, Rizev, Lo Rizek, Rizev. Hatsara Shavash, Behen, Shein, Kachim, Veshachtan, Shalosh, Shemam, Ksherim. Ve'in Mirachtim. Look, they're not the same, but they have common denominator. And that is that they're both offered. We're now talking about the Ola and the Shlamim. If there's a Shalolishman, if there was an attempt of changing of designation, the carbon's still good, and it doesn't provide any type of ritzui of appeasement for its owner. Meaning simply it doesn't work for the owner. So the Gemara says, okay, so let's take that and move it to the carbon ashram. Gemara says, even using Ol and Shlamim together, and looking for the common denominator of the two, so the Gemara says, yeah, but by Ol and by Shlamim, they both have communal offerings, meaning your carbon Ola can be brought from a carbon Sibor, and that would be a perfect example, that would be the Ola Shlamim. Every day, the daily offering is a carbon Ola, in the morning and the afternoon. Shlamim, only one communal carbon Shlamim. Shalmit Sibor. The Shlamim that's brought on Shavuos. Okay?
And that's Kaddish
Kodesh. Huh? And that's Kaddish, right? But it is a Shlamim. So the Gemara says, and by Asham, there is no Tzibor. There's never Tzibor. So even if I want to use Ola and Shlamim to try to create my Mem Atzinu, my common denominator, and say, well, you see what Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Balam does to Ola and Shlamim, let's say it does the same to Asham. No. Ola and Shlamim have unique features in that they have carbon Tzibor. And that's not true by an Asham. So the Gemara says, Toda Tochiach, yeah. Let's throw in now the carbon Toda. Now, as we already established, a Toda is a subcategory of a carbon Shlamim. But still, it's a unique carbon. And so by the carbon Toda, the community never brings a carbon Toda. Carbon Toda is only brought by the individual. And meanwhile, we know with Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Balim, interferes with the Toda, but the Toda is still brought. So, same thing. But it's Eino Ola Lamalim, so now let's use a precedent from Toda. Mala Toda, we're on the top of the next Amud. Shekein to Unim Lechem. So the Gemara says, okay, but you know, every time you bring a carbon Toda, 40 loaves of bread are brought with every carbon Toda. So, and that's not true by any other type of carbon. So the Gemara says, Olu Shlamim Yochiach V'chazar Adin. So good. So what we're going to do now is use a binyanav, a mamatsinu, using the combination of Toda and the others. Lori Zekari Zeva, Lori Zekari Zeva, Tzara Shava Shabahen, Shein Kachem V'shachtun Shalashman Kasher, Ve'ena Maratza, Afani Avi Asham, Shu Kodesh V'shachtun Shalashman Kasher, Ve'ena Maratza. So the Gemara says, let's use a common denominator. Ma'la Hatzara Shava Shabahen, Shein Badim B'neder U'V'nedava. Wait a second, says the Gemara. By Ola and Shlamim and Toda, they're all voluntary. All of them are voluntary offerings. Now, not every Ola is voluntary, and not every Shlamim is voluntary, as we've already established. But still, in the category of Ola, and in the category of Shlamim, there are sometimes it could be brought voluntarily. And in the category of Toda, it could be brought voluntarily. Now, by the way, just for a moment, let's pause and think about Toda for a second. Toda comes as a voluntary offering. That's exactly what the Gemara just said. Right? By carbon Toda, meaning we know what happens. When does a person bring a carbon Toda? So the answer is when he's saved. When he goes through a life-harrowing experience. Kol ha'chayim yadu chasela, right? If he is in the yam, in the ocean, or if he's in jail, or if he's in the desert. What's the fourth? Or if he's chola, right? Chayim. Ches yud yud mem. Ches is chola, yud is yam. The next yud is yisurin, which means being in jail. And the mem is midbar. Okay, that's your mnemonic for today. So, and if you are saved, so you bring a carbon Toda, but and obviously it's, you know, I have to bring a carbon Toda, right? Which is true, you do. In other words, you need to thank God for saving your life. But it's not an obligation. right? Thank you is not in. Thank you is required, but not an obligation, right? Like your kid says to you, "Do I have to say thank you?" So the answer is yeah, but you'd like it if the kid did not say it robotically, like thank you. So, but it's not an obligation. The carbon toda is something that you want to give, but you're not obligated to give. Good. All right. So, by an ola, by shlamim, by toda, they're einam by bechova. They don't come as an obligation. Asham, only obligation. The only time a person brings a carbon asham is only because he goofed, he sinned, right? He either violated meila or shivcha charufa or whatever. There are certain isurim that are attached to the carbon asham, where if the person sins, he has to bring a carbon asham.
But nazir is not a real.
Nazir, I know, but you also have chatas by nazir as well. So I don't have a. In other words, it's a classic machlokas whether nazir is a sinner or not a sinner. It's a machlokas tanaim. It's a machlokas amongst the rishonim. Look, there's some element of sin to a nazir. Okay, however, to whatever degree you want to say it. So malatzar shavashem emshein by menedav nedava ella amarava. Right, I'm sorry. Did I malatzar shavashem emshein and by menedav nedava ella amarava? Yes, correct. 6-7 lines down from the top of the page. Zos haTorah. He kisho akasav l'shlamim, ma shlamim shein kashim v'shachsim shol l'shman k'sherim, ve'imratzim af ani avi asham, shehu kodesh. So the Gemara says, the Zosa Torah, right, where we started today's daf at, meaning the pasuk at the end of Parshat Tzav, the Zosa Torah la'ol l'mincha l'chatzas l'shlamim, so that comes to tell me that, look, you're right. Asham is different. Asham is not an ola, asham is not a shlamim, it's not a toda. Asham is a different carbon. It comes as a kapara. In fact, if I'm going to compare asham to anything, I'm going to compare it to a chatas. You're right. In thought process and principle, asham is more like a chatas. Correct. But we have the pasuk with Zos haTorah, and the pasuk tells us that in halacha, asham is like the others, like ola shlamim and toda. So that means that if the kohen, when he's doing the avoda, has either shinui kodesh or shinui balem, so the asham is still brought on the mizbeach, even though it behaves more like a carbon chatas. But in halacha, we're going to treat it like an ola and a shlamim and a carbon toda, right?
Couldn't build a kol v'chomer?
We couldn't. Gemara couldn't because they're just. Because asham is just so fundamentally different. Even if I try to make a combination, it's just different. Asham is just different. One last question before I get to breathe. My chaz is the akshat l'shlamim akish l'chatas. Look, I don't know which way to go with asham. Why did you put asham in the ol l'shlamim category? So the Gemara says, we know the answer already. Hamid rachmana osa. And the answer is because by chatas we have the pasuk osa. Osa tells us that chatas stands alone. Chatas is unique, and so therefore you're right. There's no svara. There's no logic that tells us that asham belongs with ola shlamim. Logically, asham belongs with chatas.
Yeah.
Okay, good. The Gemara says you're right, but we know that chatas is a standalone. Okay, good.
This is more similar to them than asham because it should be seaboard.
Chatas by its sibor, you're right.
Could have done the
correct. Chatas. You're right, but we do have a pasuk by chatas that tells us that it's you don't bring it at all. Okay, good. Okay, now I get to breathe. And basically, okay, that was a lot, but basically what we did is we tried to use kavachomer, binyan av, mamatzinu, all of our favorites. We tried to use them in order to try to figure out where asham belongs, and the Gemara concedes. You're right. Asham in theory belongs with chatas, because they're the same. It's the same idea. Chatas is a mechaper. Chatas is when a person sins, b'shogeg, so he brings a carbon chatas. We have an entire mesechta dedicated to the carbon chatas. It's called krisus. God willing, we'll get to it together. Asham is the same thing. Asham is a carbon that a person brings when he goofs. Mi'ila, shivcha charufa, nazir, right? Mitzora. I know eventually we're going to hit them all. Huh? There's an asham talu. That's a strange one, right? You're right. It is an asham. But it's a strange Asham. Okay, good. So but it's basically a kapara when you goof. So in logic, in Svara, it belongs with Chatas. And for whatever reasons, the Torah set tells us, no, that Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Balim, you still bring your carbon Asham, even though the owner does not receive kapara. Good. Next piece of the Gemara. We're going to go through a little more this morning. Siman Hagash Basar. We have mnemonic to help us remember the upcoming Gemara. Yosef, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, the Yosef, Rav Sheshes, Gabayu, the Yosef, the Kaamri, Kashulei, L'Reish Lakish, Asham, Dolo, Asil, Achamisa. So, again, we keep going back to Reish Lakish's question. Right, Asham doesn't come after you die. There's no such thing as an Asham coming after you die. Lemalei, Rav Elazar, Asham Nami, Asal Achamisa. So, the Gemara says, well, sometimes an Asham comes after you die. So, Rashi, look at the third Rashi on the page. Asham Shemesu Ba'alav. Let's say you have an Asham where the owner dies. So, Ro'eh, so you let that animal graze, meaning, let's take a step backwards. Carbon chatas where the owner dies, what happens to the animal? You have to let it die. Chatas amesa, right? There are five chatas amesas. When we got to Horios, so we were introduced to the idea of chatas amesas. We're going to see them again and again and again throughout the Masechta. Five categories of carbon chatas where the animal has to die. We're not going to go through all five right now, but just know the one that we're going to be focusing on is where the owner dies. Okay, and as we've discussed already, Michael pointed out already this morning, when the owner dies, the owner has his kapara. Death is a mechaper. Okay. So now what happens to the animal? He has a carbon chatas, which unfortunately he didn't get a chance to bring, but fortunately he doesn't need it anymore. So what happens to the animal? Halacha l'moshe m'sinai, right? There's no source in the Torah for this halacha, but the halacha is you let the animal die. Okay. By an asham, what's going to happen? Same scenario. Person has to bring a carbon asham. Let's say he violated the Isra of Me'ilah. He now has to bring a carbon asham, and he dies. So now the carbon is no longer needed. You would have thought it's a fair thinking process to say, same result. Let the animal die, because the animal doesn't have a purpose. So, as we're going to see time and again, whenever a chatas needs to be put to death, an asham doesn't need to die. But rather, what's going to happen? You let the animal graze, meaning keep it in the barn, let it develop a blemish on its own. You can't put a blemish on it. Be nice if you could, but you can't. Ein matilin mum bekachim. You're not allowed to put a blemish on the animal. So you wait until it develops a blemish and no longer can be fit to be brought onto the mizbeach, and then you redeem it. What do you do with the money that you redeemed it with? The money comes as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. Specifically, Rashi tells us, Ketz HaMizbeach. Ketz HaMizbeach. Different interpretations of what that means. Dessert for the Mizbeach. It means that in the slow season in the Beis HaMikdash.
It's like a free offer.
Right? So it keeps the Mizbeach going. Now, every day we know that there's an ol in the morning and the ol in the afternoon. But you know, in the very slow summer months when nothing's going on in the Beis HaMikdash, and you just want the Mizbeach more active. You want more Kabbalas on there. So this money that was gained from the Asham is going to be used as a carbon ola for the Ketz HaMizbeach. Okay. Good. That's all the background information that we need. So what do you see over here? You see over here that an Asham can be brought after you died. Okay. Now, it's funny math, by the way, because it may take a while, and when it's brought, it's not really carbon asham. Okay, so, right?
Well, why is it carbon asham?
Because it changes. In other words, when you redeem it, the money then is brought, you buy carbon ola with that money. You don't buy carbon asham.
Asham becomes an ola through redemption.
Okay.
This
is all the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash. The Yorshim are obviously in charge of the animal, but the animal doesn't belong to them. They're the custodian of the animal. Okay, so Kashal Reish Lakish Hashem Delo Asi Lachemisa Lema Le Rav Lazar Hashem Nami Asi Lachemisa. So and Hashem does come after Misa. Amalu Rav Sheshes Hashem Lamai Krav Lamosaro. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? You're talking about the leftovers. Chatas Nami Maker of Kavre Mosaro Chatas. So the Gemara says, we have a similar concept by a chatas. Similar, Rashi tells us. Let's say a person who has kind of he's a nervous individual, right? It's just a personality trait. He's just a nervous person, and he needs to bring a carbon chata. So you know what he says? He says, "Look, I got to bring a carbon chata. So I'll set aside an animal for a carbon chata. But I don't know. Something may happen to the carbon. I'm worried. So because of his nervousness, so he sets aside another animal backup." Backup carbon chatas, just in case something happens to my. There's no requirement to do this. This is just a person who suffers from extra nerves, right? So what do you do? So for the primary carbon chatas, assuming now he comes to the Beis HaMikdash and he says, here's my two animals. What'd you do? Well, I sinned one time, but one's my backup. So what do you do with the backup? So the halacha is that you let it graze, develop a blemish, redeem it, use the money for Ketz HaMizbeach. Good. So the Gemara says, look, you want to throw that concept at me, this idea of Mosaro, leftovers, right? We have it by Hashem, we have it by Chatas as well. Alpha Gav Dekarva Mosaro, Mi Erech Manahu. So the Gemara says, look, I'm happy we have this concept of Mosaro. But remember, don't lose focus. By the carbon chatas, we have the pasuk hu, which tells me that if there's shinui kodesh or shinui balim, the carbon can simply not be brought. Period. End of discussion. Right? It just is really that simple. Even though, yes, you're right, there are some times when the carbon chatas, leftover carbon chatas. Yeah, there's that concept, but still, don't lose sight of the pasuk hu. Ashanamik siv behu. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. I'm with you. But you know what, though? By the carbon ashram, there's also the word who. There's a pasuk who. By the carbon ashram. So Rashi says it's in Parshat Sav. Right? V'hitiru ha-mizbeach ishel Hashem asham hu. So we do have the word who by asham. So just like we had the word who by chatas telling us that chatas is so unique, so why don't we say the same thing by asham as well? Ha-hu La'achar haktaras imurim hu dechsev. Now, if you look carefully in Parshat Tzav and you look at the word hu by the carbon asham, you will see that hu is not talking about the main point of every carbon, which is zrika, but rather it's talking about the burning of the imurim, the burning of the fats of the animal. Dechsev kedetanya ava asham lo nemar bo hu ela la'achar haktaras imurim v'hu atzmo im lo itir imurim kasher. Now the imurim, although it's important, it's not critical, right? Offering the fats of a carbon, it's a part of the process, but that's not critical. The most important part of every carbon is the sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach. That is what achieves kapara. Everything else is a mitzvah, but not critical.
To the hay, the hay in the mnemonic is who? Is the who?
I was trying to figure that out. Because it's Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, I don't know. Okay?
Zrika is not essential?
Zrika is essential.
Yeah,
the hay is Rav Huna. Oh, you're right. So it's not essential. Zrika is essential. No, I'm more confused. Zrika is essential. The imurim, the burning of the fats of the animal, is a mitzvah, but not essential. So the elahu lamali. So the Gemara says, okay, good. Point well taken. Why is it there? The who is obviously a miyat. It's coming to exclude. Why is who by the pasuk in Asham? Lechadur avuna amarav. The amar avuna amarav. Asham shenitak l'reaya. V'shachto stam kasher. If I have a carbon Asham that was reassigned to be grazed out in the field, shachto stam, if that carbon was shechted, stam, so then it's okay, meaning it can serve as an ola. Asham can be converted into an ola. Nitak inlo, nitak lo, but it has to be converted, it has to be reassigned. So my time, amakra, hu be'av yasu yehe. Without reassignment, it always will remain an asham. So it needs to be reassigned, redesignated.
Reassignment when? When can it be reassigned?
Yeah, but
Right. In other words, no. It could be reassigned.
At what time?
Anytime. Rashi says its owner died, or its owner received a kapar with another animal. Again, in the world of chatas, that's it. Carbon's done. Carbon has to be destroyed. In the world of asham, the animal itself could be reassigned as the carbon olam.
Before the shechita?
Yes.
The whole point is that if you do shechita on it, since you already done it, then you can bring it as an olam. Otherwise, you have to let it develop a mum, no?
No. In general, develop a mum, but what you can do is you can reassign it. So if you're menatek, if you redesignate it, reassign it, so then you can take the asham and actually convert it into an olam. So the Gemara says reassign. That's only if you reassign it.
Reassignment requires a mum.
No. If it develops a mum, let's try to be clear. If it develops a mum, so then I have to be poed after redeeming. If it's a blemished animal, it can never be born on the mizbeach. Period. Here, the idea of an asham is that if you're menatek, meaning if the asham is no longer needed because the owner either died or got his kapara through some other animal, and so what you can do with the carbon asham is now you can convert it from an ashram to an ola, but it needs an actual reassignment, redesignation.
So why the moon process is needed, then, if we're going to discuss?
Right, good question. Right, really good question, I'm not sure.
Right,
I understand that, but if you can be menatek, if you can reassign, so then why would you ever have to?
I thought the whole point of here was not the chatila, but b'di'evet.
This only is b'di'evet?
I think that's the whole point. It has to be b'di'evet. Otherwise, what's the principle of waiting for?
Unsure. Stuart, yeah.
I was going to say that he's rather than sitting and waiting for it to graze and all this other stuff. He says, you know what? I want to bring this animal as it is. I'm going to reassign it.
Understood.
And then he reassigns it, and then when he offers it, when he chefs it, he doesn't say this was.
No, I agreed. But what Dr. Zaghi wants to know now is that once you have this idea of nituk, so why do I ever need by an asham to let it graze? Okay, I'm unclear. Okay, good. I'm stopping over here. This is a good stopping point. So today, more on Shinui Kodesh, more on Shinui Baalim. We talked today about the carbon asham. Right, that was, I think, the main part of today's daf. Where does the carbon asham belong? So in logic, the carbon asham really belongs with chatos, but in psukim, no. Asham actually is going to be in the category of olam and shlamim. Okay? And spent a little bit of time today talking about what happens with an asham if the asham is no longer needed. Okay, stop over here.